Yo, it's 1:15. I was up late. We went to the Hamptons for like 5 hours, then turned around and came back. It's not close. Went to West Hampton. West Hampton is a beach town with no beach. I don't get it. There's like a 2-block strip where a bunch of rich people eat ice cream and buy clothes, I guess. There's like, you know, little boutiques or whatever, and food. And then there's the theater, beautiful theater. And then there's no, you got to drive to the beach. And get this, if you don't live there, you don't go to the beach. There's no, you got to live there. So I guess it's people own houses, and then there was like a hotel, like an inn or something that we were at just for the, like, to hang out during the day, like, and didn't seem to be much going on over there, because why would you come stay at a place where you couldn't go to the fucking beach? And the beach isn't there. It's not like I didn't see the ocean at all. I didn't even see water. So, after, you know, we left New York, see the old Hudson River. So, but, after we left New York City, we never left New York State. So there you go. People in Long Island always like to be like, I'm from New York. Like, you're from Long Island. You're from the fucking suburbs. But I don't get the point of West Hampton, but it was fun show. Nice theater, full of people. Had a good time. And so now I'm here. This Labor Day weekend. Let's take a look at the news, and you know, it's Labor Day weekend. What do you want out of me? I always have an excuse for not wanting to put any effort into this show. I don't want things to be hard. I want to be good at things, and I want them to be easy. That's why I don't play the guitar. Because I got a guitar when I was 13, and it wasn't easy. And I spent 4 years of taking lessons and not practicing and never getting any good at it, and then saying, you know, I'm just not any good at this. I don't think I'm good at it. No, I didn't work at it. That's what this show is like. I'm like, I just keep doing it, and then, you know, I don't think about it, don't prepare, and just go and do it, and then eventually it'll get good and it'll be easy. And it's not. And it won't. But let's keep the facade up, like your parents did, until they couldn't any longer. No, I don't know. I would say my parents, but they're still married. And I'm assuming yours are divorced, because it's 50-50. Divorce rate's 50-50, so my parents are together, yours are divorced. Sorry. Female deputy DA found bloody and beaten after gang attack in California. Oh my goodness. These gangs. You know, because the gang, it sounds like fun. I'm going to hang out with the gang. Then they take and they apply it to like and even like a street gang. I feel like there's probably street gangs that are like fun. You know, maybe they get into a little bit of shenanigans, a little bit of, maybe they shoplift a 6-pack of beer or something like that. But they wear matching jackets. They're like, we're the gang. And then, but then there's these guys that they kill people, and then they beat this deputy DA. Dude was trying to put them behind bars. Terrible. stay out of gangs, kids. That's how I go. I really want to be one of those guys that goes around to the high schools talking to the kids. I'm like, stay out of gangs, kids. You think they're cool? They're not. That's all I gotta say. And then I'll give an anecdote about I knew a guy in a gang. He thought he was real cool. Now he's in jail. He don't think he's cool anymore. Yeah, and that's is that a true anecdote? Probably. I knew a couple of kids in gangs when I was a young man. I knew this one kid. He wasn't a friend of mine. My cousin. He was a cousin to a friend of mine, and he was in a legit. He at least said he was, and he was young. It's like 30, he was like 12, 13 years old. But you know, that's what it was like. And he was supposedly in this really tough street gang here in the Lower East Side, but like the way over the Lower East Side, it still is not. It was like Lower East Side, East Village. And I don't know what happened to him. Maybe he got out of it. Maybe he turned his life around. Maybe he's in jail. But I don't think he would mind me taking some, if he got out and he's got his life on track, I don't think he would mind me taking some liberties with the old, that story to help out children in school. I could find out that guy, who's his cousin, who I was friends with at the time, I'm friends with on Facebook, he also lived over there. He's very conservative now, and he's into MMA. That's all I know about him. He wanted to meet up one time when he found me on Facebook, and I was like, yeah, we were like really good friends. But I didn't see him since I was like 14. And then I was like, what are we going to do? We're going to catch each other up on our lives? Sounded like hell. Sounded like a first date, but I don't know. It just sounded weird. Because what are we going to be friends now? This guy is like, he's got these ultra-conservative politics. I don't remember him being like that. Not that we talk politics as kids, but I could be friends with somebody who also considers politics. But I don't know if they supported Trump, it would be hard. It would just be difficult. I have like one Trump friend, but I don't really talk to him. We don't speak. I talked to him once. We sat down and we talked about Trump, and I'm like, I don't know, man. Because he was conspiracy. If anybody I know that's still bought in on Trump, that I know that's like in my Facebook feed or whatever, they're conspiracy theorists and fucking nuts and shit. But you're not a Trump person, right? I'm pretty sure you're not. I think I would have driven them away, and I'm all right with that. I just don't want to talk about it all the time. All right. Fleet of monster trucks conducts rescue in flood-ravaged Texas. Wasn't that... Thank you, monster trucks. I love a monster truck. Who doesn't love a monster truck? I feel like, you know, that's maybe one of the problems of living in New York City, is that it's not a big monster truck town. I don't know where I can go see a monster truck, a Gravedigger, a Bigfoot. I don't know what the new ones are out there. I mean, Gravedigger has always been the big. I mean, that can't be the same driver, right? That's a great thing. You can replace the driver, you can replace the truck. I mean, it's not the same Gravedigger. Nobody minds. He's got a good brand. Goes forever in monster truck. Nobody gets sick of it. Who gets sick of Gravedigger, the monster truck? Nobody. Bigfoot just feels like the original. I mean, I don't know when monster trucks started. Some crazy nut was like, I want big wheels, and they're like, all right, here, we can use the biggest we got. Like, no, fuck. No. You don't understand the kind of wheels I want on this fucking truck. And it brings joy to people. Yeah, I want these wheels so big that I'm driving over smashed cars for an audience. Yes, I'll have a ticket to that, please. Thank you. All right, let's do one more story, and we'll... Thank you, Monster Truck, helping the flood victims. Isn't that wonderful? Built over... let's see... trying to find something. Maybe fun. Chance the Rapper raises over $2 million for Chicago Public Schools. What a guy. That Chance the Rapper is the best. I mean, that album, mixtape, call it a mixtape. I don't get it because it's an album. But because I thought mixtape, you put that out for free. Or maybe, I guess that's the thing, put it out for free. But to me, a mixtape means it's not like... It's something like less albumy about it. It's less produced or less... I don't know. Anyway, but that mixtape is amazing. And he's raising money for public schools. Just kind of, I hope I do that when I'm famous. I hope I raise $2 million for... I mean, not public schools in Chicago. I'm not going to try. That's Chance's... thing. Chance the Rapper's thing. I always call him Chance, like we're buddies. I don't know him. Chance the Rapper. Full name. But I'll raise money for something. Maybe the public schools in New York City. They need stuff, I'm sure. Then I could go around to the schools, talk to them about the gangs. If I gave $2 million, they'd have to let me address classes. I'll finally get to do these assemblies that I want. And then I'm bringing kids out of class. Love that. An assembly? Oh, guess what, kids? No class. Now we're going to the auditorium. Who didn't love that? That's the best day of the fucking year. And then I'm there? Don't worry, kids. This is going to take 3 periods. I hope you had a fucking quiz, because you're missing that shit. Because I am going to fucking set you all straight. That's a dream. All right. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. I'm going to go. See you tomorrow. We love you.